And now for the first message today, Mr. Ian Munro.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mr. Wells, and good morning to you all. Really is a glorious day here in Wales, so tongue's not quite hanging out yet for lack of refreshment, but I'm sure the singing will do just as well without the refreshment. One evening, as my wife and I were closing our shop, I went to the end of our little lane to retrieve one of the shop signs. The lane at this point is about 7 feet wide, and it opens out to perhaps about 15 feet in a matter of maybe 20 feet, rather like an elongated triangle with a chop topped off. On this particular evening, there was a coal merchant's lorry standing in this area, and I went to the end of the lane, as I said, to get the sign. As I retrieved the sign, I noticed just on the roadway by the sign there was a £20 note lying in the road. For one moment I could hardly believe my luck. And then I thought, well, you know, this money belongs to somebody and they may not know that they've lost it yet. So I walked round the rear end of the coal wagon and back towards the driver's door, and I noticed that his window was open, and I could see through the window that he was checking his delivery sheet. So I asked him if he carried money in his pockets, you know, thinking that he might have put his hand in his pocket and drawn out a bundle of keys and dislodged, you know, the £20 note and it fallen on the floor that way. Anyway, as I asked him if he kept money in his pocket, he sort of looked a little startled and made no reply. So then I asked him, I said, "Have you lost anything?" And he said, "Yes, £20. And I held out the £20 note. I said, "Like this." And I handed it to him. And as I did so, he thanked me most profusely. And he really was amazed. And he, you know, kept on saying, "Thank you for being so honest." And I must admit, I felt pretty good. And a thought crossed my mind. And that thought was, I wonder how God will bless me for doing this. All right, it's very carnal, I know that, but it's just the thing that just flashed through my mind at that particular instant. And during the night, I awoke from my sleep, and another thought came through my mind. Now, I'd like you to turn with me, please, this time to Luke chapter 17, where we find that when we have behaved in the way that we would like other people to behave towards us, that we have merely done that which is expected of us. All we have done is to have done our duty. And if we turn now to Luke chapter 17, and we begin in verse 9, just breaking into the context here, it says, "Does he thank the servant because he did the things which were commanded of him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all those things which are commanded of you, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.'" So, in my pre-dawn musings, I became aware that I was, after all, only an unprofitable servant. I began to realise that I had been a beneficiary of countless blessings that were not merely physical, but also spiritual blessings as well. And it is in this context that I would like to introduce the offering today. We are commanded to appear before God in three distinct seasons: Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Today we are in the feast season between the Feast of Trumpets and the Holy Day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, on this Day of Atonement, we have another opportunity not just to do our duty, but to go over and above the call of duty. We all tithe on our incomes, that is, we set aside 10% of our increase in accordance with the commandment of God, so that the needs of the church can be met. We are also given the means of providing for our families and our friends at the feast. Then every third year we have the opportunity to help those who are less fortunate than we are. Additionally, we have this time now to reflect upon the blessings that we have been given, and which we have all received. Some of those blessings can be measured in terms of pounds, dollars, naira, rands, krona, whatever it is that is the currency of our country of residence. There are, however, many blessings that carry no price tag. They are priceless. totally beyond the physical realm. Over the past 18 months, we've been brought back to a place where we should have been all along, and that is an area from which we can get further back onto the track that we should be traversing. How do you value something like that? How do you value the services of a minister who is true to the apostolic heritage that we have been given? How do we value the promise of an opportunity to qualify for eternal life? These are all totally beyond the physical realm. There are commodities which we often take for granted. Abundant food, water on tap, transport, and many, many other blessings that are too numerous to mention. And many people, in fact the vast majority of people on this earth, just do not have these blessings. There are a couple of lines from a song which was popular in the 1940s. And I'll try not to get lyrical here, but it runs as follows. When my bankroll is getting low, I think of when I had none at all, and I go to sleep counting my blessings. Now these words were written by a carnal songwriter, and they do contain the very seeds of wisdom, which will, if remembered, overcome our taking our blessings for granted, and also overcome envy and jealousy, and help us to realise just how much we have been blessed. And in Deuteronomy 16, verse 16, we find a commandment of God relating to offerings, and we will turn there, please. Now, I'd like us all to remember the final clause of this command, because regardless of where we are, regardless of our financial standing or lack of it, we have all been the recipients of fantastic blessings. Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17 read as follows. 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before the Eternal your God, in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Eternal empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Eternal your God which he has given you. And we will take up the offering now, bearing these thoughts in mind. And whilst the offering has been taken up, we do have some offering music, which is Psalm 68, Let the Foes of God All Scatter Now. It will be sung by Mrs. Sylvia Duke, and the arrangement was done by Mr. Jonathan.